Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Pasuk Tes Zayin Lirishmas Betzal Al Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. And so we promised that this was going to be an end to the doom and gloom prophecies. This is going to be the good stuff. Hinei Yomim Bayim. And what do we got? We got you're screaming in pain. Men are having babies. Everything's falling to pieces. And you look for the other nations and they've abandoned you. So far, as happy, positive prophecies go, this is very Yirmiyah-ish. Lochein Kol Ochlai Yichye Ochelu. But it will turn around. Everyone who eats you will in turn be eaten. It's the cycle of the little fish being eaten by the bigger fish, by the bigger fish, by the bigger fish, and eventually the little fish eats them all. Those who devour you themselves are going to be devoured. And Bavel, it's going to happen within a lifetime. People are going to see it. And all those who oppressed you, all of your enemies, your foes, all the people who hurt you so badly, they are going to be led out into captivity themselves. Persia and Media are waiting. Not Media like in Tyler Perry. The real Medes of the Middle East. The Hayu Shosayech Limeshisa, the Chol Bozazayech Etain Lovaz. And so all that despoil you will be despoiled. All those who eat you will be eaten. All those who despoil you will be despoiled. All those who plunder you will be handed over as plunder. So Klal Yisrael was terribly gemussered a couple of psukim ago. You did terrible things. You're going to deserve what you get. But guess what? Eventually, everybody else is going to be punished for what they do to you. They take a little too much joy in trying to destroy the Jews. Ask Paro, Hitler, or Nebuchadnezzar how it went once they finished their mission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu using, like Yirmiyah said, as them as tools in his toolbox. Yitzayin Kiale Arucha Lach. I will restore your health to you. Aruch. I'll make you straight. I'll make you stand erect again. Make you long. Umimako Sayecher Po'ichnu Hashem. And I will heal you from your wounds. Ki nidacha karulach, I'm sorry. Because they have called you an outcast. Tzion hi doresh ein la. They said, this is Tzion, for whom nobody cares. Which reminds me again of that thing I was reading by the Arab American League about Palestine. Nobody wants Palestine, but we refuse to let it be taken away. They said in the middle of their long chapter about why Jews have no claim to Eretz Yisrael, they said, we are not going to sell our birthright for a mess of pottage, which is a beautiful lashon from the older translations of the Bible, where Esav sells the bechora for a little bit of chalent, for a little bit of stew, for a dish of beans. So it's interesting to listen to, quote, Palestinians, unquote, say, we're not going to sell our birthright. Just read any of the Sfarim that we're learning. It's not their birthright. Sorry. Yilches. Of course, they don't read these. They say these have no truth in them. But that's, you know, if you're going to lie, you might as well go all the way. Make the big lie. Yilches. Ko amar Hashem. Hineni shav shivusa hale Yaakov. So Hashem says, behold, I will return the captives of the tents of Yaakov. Another thing the Palestinian Arab American League were arguing in 1936. And again, it's very fresh in my mind because I don't generally read the calumnies of the nations against Klal Yisrael. And the fact that this one was written earlier, before the War of Independence in 1948, struck me just so strongly. I highly recommend it as recommended reading. If anybody wants it, just send me a text message. I'll send you a link. It's unbelievable reading. It's total shakranos in every way. But it's the foundation of every lie that they're telling in 2024. They already told in 1936 and before that. They saw it coming. Umishkin osav arachem. And I will have mercy on Yaakov's dwelling places, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nivnesa ir al tila. This is a phrase that the Puritans of Massachusetts and New England took very, very seriously. The city will be rebuilt upon its hill, Tel Aviv. Tel, everything in Israel means hill. City on a hill was the example that the Puritans gave of what they were going to make Boston into. And then, 72 years later, they murdered 21 women for being witches. So, so much for the city on a hill. The Armon al-Mishpato Yeshev, and the palace will stand in its proper place. So most people, Targum Yonasan in particular, says that this is Karta Yerushalayim be'Isrei uveis mikdashah kachazele. This is Yerushalayim, and the palace is the Beis HaMikdash. So not the exact site of the city in Yirmiyah's time, but the ancient city. And the future is going to be the past. It'll all be one line of Jewish homeland. Which, again, the Palestinians say we never had, and we made it up. Yeah, your test. V'yotza mehem toda v'kol mesachachim. And from there will issue thanksgiving and the voice of merrymaking. Kol sason v'kol simcha. We've seen that a few times in Yirmiyah, sometimes in mourning for the poor bride and groom who are massacred and murdered. But now it's going to be kol mesachachim. V'hir b'sim v'lo yimatu. I will multiply them. They will not be diminished. Bichbadetim velo yitzaru, and I will glorify them. They will not be small. Yitzaru, tsa'ar. That can mean in pain, but can also mean the youngest, the smallest. We're going to be strong and determined and full of nationhood. Chaf v'hayu vanav kikedem. Their children will be like as before. The child birth rate will grow. Right now, the birth rate in Israel is something like 6-1 in favor of the Arabs. So not good for a future. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that that's going to be reversed. V'adaso l'fonai tikon. The assembly will be established before me. U'fokadati al kol lo chatzav. And I will punish anyone who oppressed them. So Targum Yonasan says this is an evil storm. Asar, a sa'ar. A terrible storm will overpower the enemies of Klal Yisrael. And the terrible storm means it'll happen suddenly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be patient like he was before he punished us and let us get away with a lot for a very long time. This is going to happen all at once, and it'll be a cataclysm and a tsunami, and there's going to be no resisting it when the enemies of Klal Yisrael are destroyed.